for people who might be new to this course or new to watching the World Cup, it's a 5K loop. The women do 2 laps, the men do 3. It, and correct me here, but it's primarily like a 2.5-3K climb at altitude and a descent and a repeat twice for the women. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's right. There's the valley that we're in here that is Davos is runs north-south, and heading up and to the east are 3 different valleys. The first is Fluela, then Dishma, and then Sertig. And the one that we race up is Fluela, and you essentially ski up the river right side of the valley, cross a bridge at the top, and ski down the river left side. And it's if you were to fall off the course at any point on the way up or down the course, you'd plunge down into the Fluela River. It's quite spectacular. There are no very steep hills or hills that are quite as aggressive as those we find in Lillehammer, but it's just one kind of 2-kilometer climb right out of the stadium and all the way up to the top with a couple bits of respite in there for 10-second glide outs.
So you have a lot of athletes there that have, you know, like, for example, I had a line written about this yesterday in the men's race, but, you know, I pulled up Simi's data from Davos and I was like, wow, he's raced here, you know, for a decade. You know, Sophie, similarly, Jesse's been there a ton. So you have a lot of people who are used to moderating their effort the first lap or two, or just knowing how hard to go at altitude. And with this long riding climb, you have a few athletes or many athletes where this is new to them. One highlight today is obviously Haley Swerbel. And I believe she raced for the first time last year in Davos, maybe a couple of times, but she's new. She's only 22 years old. What was some advice that you gave her prior to today's race, or what was the discussion like, just about, like, you know, not over revving, so to speak?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's an interesting question. And the team has been working, despite this year being strange, the team's really been working well together. And I would say, because we did a couple of time trials last weekend on Friday and Saturday, those that we partnered with other nations for, most of the discussion happened kind of in this week leading up to the races. I feel like we all had a chance to practice the sprint course and then practice the distance course. And it just naturally generated some discussion. So we actually didn't talk a whole lot about race strategy as we often do in the meeting. We've sort of actually drifted away from that, where talking too much after dinner in the meeting for the next day's race tends to just fire people up and, you know, create anxiety right before bed. So we try and have, like, any video that we watch distributed earlier in the week, so that when it's just the night of the race or before the race, it's not a whole lot of specific discussion. Just making sure people are organized and happy.
Rosie Brennan, clearly, you know, just watching the live feed this morning, it was pretty obvious right away just how fit she is. I think even if you were new to the sport and watching and didn't necessarily know who you were watching and her history, you would think there's an athlete who is primed. Yeah. So what did you observe today out there?
Yeah, so I was in the split station at 2.2K at this place that we call the Bunker, which is up near the top of the course where athletes normally look their worst. And I'm generally on a false flat, kind of into a gradual up into a slightly steeper up, where one can V2 it if it's during an interval of 3 to 4 minutes, but it's often that people, even in the men's race, are switching to V1. And Rosie has never V2'd that climb here in Davos, and today she V2'd it both times, from bottom to top. And the thing that I notice most just in her training is that she has kind of a back that doesn't work great for her in general. And I think those that have been big Rosie fans for a long time would, you can see that in her technique. And you can't see it anymore because with her coach and physical therapist, they've really taught her and she's really learned how to use her core. And so I think that more than anything is what I noticed today. Her technique is connected from top to bottom. And she just dominated that top section of the course when people are switching to more passive techniques like V1.
So, what can you tell us a little bit about Haley Swerbel's day?
The only thing that jumps out to me is that this is probably a pretty fun zone for Haley, where it's a real winter town. It's altitude like Aspen is where she grew up, and you don't go for too many easy skis in these mountain towns, and she's just accustomed to this sort of grind. And it was fun to see her out there just fully engaged. She was fully present with this race, and you could tell from seeing her at 2.3K that this was going to be a big one, and that was an understatement.